What's up, everybody? This is Neil Real, and this is Let's Please God, the ministry that helps you get right with God. Today, we're on episode 60, the last sermon in the series called Church Detox. And today, we're talking about five reasons why you shouldn't support the state of Israel. In this last entry in the series Church Detox, I want to expose one of the biggest lies we were fed in church. And that is that the people who call themselves Jews, who currently reside in the state of Israel, are the descendants of the biblical Israelites. Genesis 12, 1 through 3 is often used to support them. It says, "Now the Lord had said unto Abram, Get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curse thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed." Okay, so this last verse here, "bless those who bless thee, and curse thee, them that curse thee," is often used to tell you you need to support Israel. Christian leaders like Zionist John Hagee, the late Derek Prince, and Pat Roberts would encourage support for these people, not only in prayer, but financially. In America, saying anything critical about these Jews is his heritage, their practices, and the denial of their Holocaust is met with harsh backlash, job loss if you're prominent in the media, and being labeled a racist anti-Semite. But these people are not descendants of the biblical Hebrews or the Israelites, and this message will provide five pieces of evidence to expose who they really are. The Bible reveals there are people who claim to be Jews but are not. Revelation 2:9 says, "I know thy works and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich, and I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan." That's Revelation 2:9. Revelation 3:9 says, "Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet and to know that I have loved thee." So God is revealing that there are some people calling themselves Jews, but they're not. But they are of the synagogue of Satan. So is God talking about these people? Well, we're going to find out. Here's the first piece of evidence. Number one, their own people refute their nationality with DNA evidence. The 13th Tribe is a 1976 book by Arthur Koester, a Hungarian British Jew, an author, and a journalist. In it, Koester presents his thesis that these European Jews are not descendants from the historical Israelites of the Bible, but are Khazarian, and that these Khazars converted to Judaism in the 8th century. Koester stated that he wrote the book to make anti-Semitism disappear by disproving its racial bias. When they claim that you're anti-Semite, they're saying that you're anti who they claim to be. And they say they are descendants from Shem. After the flood, there are three sons. And then out of those sons, we get the rest of civilization. So one of them was Shem. And we get the line of Israel from Shem. And so anybody from that line will be called Semite. All right, so if you're an Israelite, you would be a Semite. And so they say you are anti-Semite if you're against him, and that's why they say that. All right, so that's where they get that from. But they know, as this author here, he's exposed that they're not even from that line. They're Khazarian. They're not biblical Israelites. Here's another book here. These are all Jewish people, by the way. Arthur Koester, a Hungarian British Jew, a so-called Jew, rather. He grew up thinking he was a Jew, but he did the research and found that he's not. He's a Khazarian. Here's another book, The Invention of the Jewish People. This is a 2008 book by Professor Shlomo Sand of Tel Aviv University, also another so-called Jew. In that book, which became a bestseller and was translated into several languages, Sand argued that the Jewish people was an invention forged out of the myths and fictitious history to justify ownership of the land of Israel. Here's another piece of evidence. DNA evidence presented by Dr. Iran Hayek and associates at the McCusick Nathans Institute of Genetic Medicine, Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine. in research accepted December 5, 2012, and published by the Oxford University Press on behalf of the Society of Molecular Biology and Evolution, it was found that the Kayserian hypothesis was scientifically correct. So the Kayserian hypothesis is what we just talked about in the earlier two books. At this point, it was out there that these people, especially, and these are all Jews here saying, you know, we're really Kayserian. You know, we're really Khazars. So this is what they call the Kayserian hypothesis. And that hypothesis is that the Jewry genome is a mixture of ancestries which arise primarily out of the Khazars. Jews are Khazars, they're not Israelites. The Jews of America, Europe, and Israel are descendants not of Father Abraham, but of King Bulan and the people of ancient Khazaria. So he found DNA evidence to support that. So the other guys did their research. They found out that, okay, these people are not even biblical Israelites. They're not. And then here comes a guy with DNA evidence. These are all so-called Jews, you know, so it's not like these are outside sources. These are their own people saying it's about themselves, okay? Let me continue reading some of the research here. Kayserian was a mixture of Turkic clans who once lived in the Caucasus, southern Russia, in the early centuries CE, or the Common Era. These Turkic peoples were pagans who converted to Judaism in the 8th century. As converts, they called themselves Jews, but none of their blood comes from Israel. Later, the Khazars immigrated, settled in Russia, Hungary, Poland, Germany, and elsewhere in Europe. As Jews, the Khazars then left the European nations in 1948 and settled in the new nation of Israel. The people of Israel are not the seed, nor the ancestors of Abraham. They call themselves Jews, but in fact, DNA science shows them to be Khazars. So just like the Bible says that there are some people saying they are Jews, but they are not, I believe that these are the people that God is referring to. And that synagogue of Satan, you're going to see that too. That what they practice, what they believe, the symbol on their flag is all a connection to who they really are. Here's a second piece of evidence here. This is the Egyptian president Nasser. He exposed them. The second president of Egypt, Gamal Abdel Nasser, said to the Jews in 1952, 4 years after they established the state of Israel, "You will never be able to live in Israel in peace because you left here black and came back white." So you got another president of a country, Egypt, at this time. Like, man, these guys are playing around. These people ain't the real people. And other surrounding nations know that as well. So if you go into that area today, they'll tell you these people are not Israelites. We know what the Israelites look like. They're not them. Okay? These people are lying and they're fronting. All right? But they can't really do anything about it because they've got support from the United States and the United Nations. So these institutions have supported them and allowed them to have this state of Israel, despite the fact there were people already living there. Okay? And I just want you to think, if you claim to be a Christian in America, take this information into consideration and think about it, because if you are supporting Israel and sending money over to them and praying for them and thinking they're the people of God, they're not the people of God. And you're supporting a conflict over there where there's no peace over there. They're just fighting and fighting and fighting. You know, and if God was really with them, he would wipe those people out and it would just be peace. Just like he did with Israel all the other times when they went into a country and they were supposed to possess it. It was God's will for them to have it. They cleared out the people and it was done. There was peace. Okay, but here we see nothing but fighting and fighting and fighting, war with the Palestinians and the Muslims. And so there's something wrong with that. All right, so you got to take that in consideration. You just can't just believe that these are the people. We've seen DNA evidence. We've seen their own people expose them. And now we see a Egyptian president calling them out and saying, y'all fake. And look what he says. He said they left black and came back white. So he knows how they look. He know who the true Israelites are, and he know who the false ones are. So these white people claiming to be Israelites, they're not the people. Okay, these are not these are Kayserians, as they've already exposed. And so there you have it. Okay. if you have some time, check out this site called ifamericanew.org. This site states this: the Israeli-Palestinian conflict is one of the world's major sources of instability. Americans are directly connected to this conflict and increasingly imperiled by its devastation. It is the goal of If Americans Knew to provide full and accurate information on this critical issue and on our power and duty to bring a resolution. Only God can bring a resolution on this, but this is a site dedicated to providing the facts about what's going on over there, despite what you given to in the media from American media. American media has made it seem like the Palestinians and the Muslims over there are just such bad people, and that Israel is just, you know, these are decent people and they're just trying to possess the land because they're the people of God. All right. They always skew the numbers about who died. And so you'll see on this site with the accurate information, they'll see you, most of the people in Palestine are dying. Most of them are getting destroyed. And so it's the way they present it in media in America, it's not accurate. It's not true. Okay, so I encourage you to look at that site. And that's why they labeled it If America Knew. Because if America knew what these fake Jews, these Khazarians was doing over in Israel, in the state of Israel or Palestine, to these Palestinians and these Muslims, they wouldn't be supporting them. They just wouldn't. These are some very wicked people. They're not even the Israelites of the Bible. So I encourage you to check out that site, ifamericanew.org. If you're an American Christian and you're all into God and country and all of that, check that out. And the Bible says examine things, you know, to test things. And so it's not like you're going to hell if you say that these people are not the people of God. The Bible says that there are some fake Jews out there. So I can already hear people saying Neil's an anti-Semite, he's racist, all this kind of stuff. I'm going based off of the facts. I'm going based off of the fact that their own people have exposed them to be Khazarian, Khazars, and another name for them is the Ashkenazi Jews, okay? They're Ashkenazi. That's who they are in particular. Khazar is really a language group. So a bunch of people speak Khazar. And so you get called Khazar if you speak Khazar. But within all those clans, there are a group called the Ashkenazi, and that's who these people are. Ashkenazi Jews, people call them Khazars as well. All right. Bottom line is they're not biblical Israelites. They're not Hebrews. All this information will be in the sermon notes. You can check it out for yourself. The books will be linked up. You can go buy the books, read them for yourself, and analyze this information for yourself. You've been lied to about who these people really are. They're not Israelites. Stop sending the money. Stop praying for them. Well, you can keep praying for them. You can pray that they get born again. You can pray that their schemes and the things that they're doing be exposed and that some of them depart from them and be born again. Okay? That's what you can do. Here's a third piece of evidence here. The symbol on the Israeli flag reveals their allegiance to Satan. Some Jews claim that this symbol is the Star of David, but from biblical sources, King David had no such star. Some say it's his sons, Solomon, and this is likely true because King Solomon fell into witchcraft and worshiping false gods. But we need to understand that Satan often has a false explanation for his symbols. So he hides in plain sight. All right. So he's telling everybody that this 6-point star is actually two triangles, one triangle pointing up and one triangle pointing down. And that's to symbolize the connection between God and man. That's what they say. They say the 6 points represent 6 days of creation. This is all BS. Okay. This symbol is used in witchcraft. The symbol on the flag is a hexagram. It has 6 points, 6 mini triangles, and 6-sided, a polygon in the middle. The hexagram equates to 666, which Jesus said is the sign of the beast. In Revelation chapter 13, verse 8, it says, "Here is wisdom. Let him that have understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666, or 666, or 666. There you have it right there. Okay. They're already using the number symbols to show you what they're about. The truth is the idolaters, Babylonians, Egyptians, and Assyrians use this symbol in worship. So if you go and find some of their ancient carvings, you'll see that symbol, that 6-point star symbol. The Israelites worship star gods such as Rephan, as exposed by Stephen in Acts chapter 7, verse 43. Now, if you read the book of Acts, you go to chapter 6, you'll see how Stephen had to go before the Pharisees who lied on him and said that he was blaspheming God. And he went in there and he told them the truth about who these people were. He said Israel was sinning against God, and he pretty much went through the whole gospel with them. But he went from the beginning to the end. And he mentioned in Acts chapter 7, verse 43, he said, "Yea, ye took up the tabernacle of Moloch and the star of your God, Rephrim, figures which ye made to worship them, and I will carry you away beyond Babylon." So this is an excerpt of what God was saying as well, that because of that, their worship of this Rephrim God, which had the same symbol, this 6-point star symbol, that they were carried away to Babylon. Okay, so their punishment was Babylonian captivity. And so here we have a group of people using that same symbol on their flag. Number three, Satanists, Luciferians, astrologers, and witches use this hexagram to invoke the powers of demons. The word hex, as in put a hex on someone, derived from the word hexagram. Okay, so I don't know if you ever heard that before, but according to former Satanist Bill Snobelin, who is now a Christian, a hexagram must be present to call forth a demon, and it is a very powerful tool to invoke Satan. As you know, Hollywood movies depict it, and modern day witches use it. So you'll see some of these witches walking around with that symbol. Sometimes they have earrings with the symbol in there. They may have an amulet around their neck or some kind of jewelry with depicting that symbol. That ain't just for decorations. That's designed to invoke demons and dark power, okay? And so these fake Jews, they got the symbol right on their flag, telling you what they're about. We are in allegiance to Satan. We're using witchcraft power to take over the world. That's what they're doing. And you can't look at that symbol and say it's anything else but that. So they're telling you who they are. They're worshiping under Satan. They're of the synagogue of Satan. We know the synagogues back in the day, Israel would go in and they would learn from the Pharisees and they would teach them the Bible. Jesus taught in the synagogue. These are places of learning of the scriptures and of God. The Bible says they are of the synagogue of Satan. So they don't study under God. They study under Satan. And they have the symbol on their flag to tell you what they're about. It's right there in front of your face. So overall, the symbol represents allegiance to Satan, and no believer should be supporting such people who serve Satan. Okay, you can pray for them, but that's about it. Stop sending them money. Stop thinking they're the people of God. Drop all of that. I want to say this, though, that not everybody who've been told that they are a Jew, who resides in the state of Israel or abroad, actually believe everything that their leaders are teaching. All right, so it's people that say, "Oh, yeah, I'm of Jewish descent," you know, but they're not practicing witchcraft nowhere. They just kind of just, they was told that. They think they're Jews, but they're really Khazars. And so I'm not attacking them per se. I'm talking about the government, the leadership, the movement behind them still in that land and saying that they're Jews. That's what I'm talking about. And that's what's really the problem in the world. The average Jew is not the issue. It's the leadership and the government of these people groups and these powerful leaders within them that are in control of different interests in America. We'll talk about that later. Number four is the fourth piece of evidence. Their Talmudic writings speak against Christians, Christ, blacks, and all Gentiles. Most Jews, with the exception to the Jews for Jesus, reject Jesus as their Savior and Lord. Okay, so you talk to the average Jew, he's going to be telling you, man, Jesus is not my Lord and Savior. He did not fulfill any of the prophecies. You know, they're going to tell you that. Alongside the Torah are the false Jews' Talmudic writings, which they regard higher than the Torah. So you have to know this about the people you sending money to and you praying for and all this kind of stuff. They have some writings called the Talmud, and they regard them as higher than the Bible that you support and value. In the Talmud, it states that it's perfectly fine to rape babies, commit murder if done indirectly, that Jesus was a sinner and is burning in hell. Black skin is a curse. Black people are low-life creatures, and all Gentile nations are inferior to the Jew. Many of the Jews believe this, okay? For more information on the Talmud, visit these sites. One is called TalmudBlasphemy.com. The other is called TalmudUnmasked.com. And they'll go through the Talmud and show you what's being said. I also included a 12-minute YouTube video clip from a Christian documentary exposing the Talmud writings. And I'll have the link in the sermon notes. It's about 12 minutes long. You can probably check that out. Then you can check out the other two sites because they're very in-depth. But this one will just give you an overview of what the Talmud is saying. And everything I just mentioned, that's what they're saying in there. This sounds like the synagogue of Satan to me. If these people ain't the synagogue of Satan, I don't know who is. All right. Here's the fifth piece of evidence in the final piece. They don't fit the biblical curses for sin against God. In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, God outlines his blessings for Israel's continued obedience and the curses they would have to bear if they disobeyed him. Their rejection of Jesus as God and the Messiah would definitely place them under a curse. Their flag, which represents allegiance to Satan, would have them under a curse. But rather, they are one of the most prosperous nations on the earth. They control and promote the wickedness in American media, but no punishment. Okay, God specifically said, we're not going to go through it today in this sermon, but just read Deuteronomy 28. He says, this is what I'll do if you serve me and obey me. This is what I'm going to do to you if you don't. Because you got blessings, you got cursings. These people are wicked, and I'm going to show you that they control the major things in the world that cause wickedness, yet they haven't been put under the curses. Because God said, this is what he's going to do to his people. He don't lie. If you're practicing sin under God as an Israelite, you're going to get cursed. These guys are not getting cursed, so they're not the biblical Israelites. I want to just share with you their power structure and what they're running here. There are three big music labels, and these three own all the other smaller record labels. The big three are Universal, Warner, and Sony. Universal, which is owned by Comcast, is owned by Roberts' family. The CEO is Brian L. Roberts. This guy is a Jew. Warner is owned by Access Industries, which is owned by Leonard Blavatnik, and he's a Jew. All right. Sony is owned and controlled by Doug Morris. He's a Jew. All right. All you got to do is do the Wikipedia names and you'll see, he's of Jewish descent, blah, blah, blah. They always show his background in the Jewish in the Wikipedia. So look all these people up. That's what I did. All right. All of them are Jews. All right. Now, you look at the music to say the music. Why is it so wicked? They got control over it. Let's just say that they are the people of God. Why hasn't God cursed them and stopped them from doing this? Shut them down from doing this in the music industry. They have control over what content comes out. And in one of my articles called The Jews That Weaponized Rap, we know that rap was not the violent, sexualized, gutter rock crap that it is today. Prior to these Jews taking over rap, it was about education and knowledge itself and positivity. Then they took it and made it all about gangsterism and drugs and all this and homosexuality. If these are the people of God, why hasn't God cursed them and shut them down? Why did he let them take rap and destroy it? And all the other music that you listen to today, if you listen to some of this secular music, it's full of sex and all kind of wickedness and craziness. And these ain't the people of God. They own and control this stuff, y'all. In Israel, if one person screwed up, he would take out the whole group. Remember Achan? They told him, go into the land, don't take nothing. Achan took something, they had to suffer for that. God makes sure his people as a whole, especially the leaders, are living right. If they're not, they're going to get cursed. This is why I know these ain't the people. So stop sending money to them, stop praying for them, you know, and like they're the people of God. Pray that they get born again. Pray that they be exposed. All right? To go further, six media giants control 90% of the media companies. So your TV, radio, movies, news, YouTube channels, book publishing, most of what you read, watch, and listen to. Six media giants. The six are Comcast, News Corp, Disney, Viacom, Time Warner, CBS. All right. Guess what? All of these are ran by Jews. Comcast is owned by Roberts' family, which is a Jewish descent. Okay. We just talked about him. News Corp is owned by Rupert Murdoch, who is an alleged Jew. So some of them, these guys are cryptic Jews where they front and they won't tell you that they're Jewish, but they really are. But it doesn't matter because the majority on these lists are Jews anyway. All right. Disney is publicly held right now. There are many owners, but the top five include Robert Iger. He's a Disney chairman and a CEO, and he's a Jew. Go to his Wikipedia page. He'll tell you that. Okay, Viacom. Sumner Redstone is another Jew, and he is the majority shareholder of Viacom and CBS. So he got good control of that. Okay, so his influence is very powerful because he has the majority share of that company. Time Warner was merged with AT&T, with AT&T being the parent company. The top shareholder is Randall L. Stephenson, which doesn't seem to be a Jew. From my research, I didn't find anything, but he is the national president of the Boy Scouts, in which he used to push acceptance of homosexuals in the organization. So he wants homosexuals to be a part of the Boy Scouts. So he may not be a Jew, but, you know, CBS, this last one, we already talked about the guy who owns this. This same guy is Sumner Redstone, another Jew, who he also owns Viacom as well. So you got six media giants who own and control 90% of the media companies out here. All your TV, radio, movies, news, Hollywood, everything you read, watch, and listen to. Okay, five out of the six so far are Jewish. We know worldly content is just terrible. It's wicked. Why hasn't God shut them down? These are supposed to be the people of God. You read the Old Testament. Look at it. Every time they sinned, he would put them into captivity. He would shut them down. Yet these people are running the show. They're making billions off of sin, promoting sin. They're not the people of God. And I encourage you to look all these names up for yourself. They will be in the sermon notes. Go to the website of CBS or go to the website of Viacom. You'll see who the president is, the CEO, or whatever. Follow that name. You'll see, oh, he's a Jew. So here's my point here with all of this. These people are imposters and worshipers of Satan. Their own people have exposed them as fake. As I've shown before, they wrote two books, and then the other guy has some DNA evidence to support the two books and say these people are just Khazar, the Ashkenazi Jews. That's what we call them now. But they're not Israelites from the Bible. And we know that president from Egypt said that they were black. They were dark-skinned people. These people we're seeing now, they're not the people. They move into another people's land under deception, and they continue to slaughter the people there. Okay, so I would encourage you to go to that site, ifamericanew.org, and it will give you the real details of what's happening over there in the Palestinian-Israeli conflict. They will tell you these people are wicked as hell. They're messing everything up. That's what's going on. All right. So you're supporting genocide when you send money to these people who don't really need. Okay? You're supporting that. All you can do is really pray for them. Pray that they get exposed. Pray that the people in there separate from them and that they get saved. That's all you can pray for. But don't be sending money and praying, oh, these are people of God, and don't say nothing bad about them. Don't be critical. Many of us who have been enlightened believe that the Holocaust, it didn't happen the way they say it happened. But if you say that publicly, you're considered an anti-Semite, a racist. We believe that that in itself was used to guilt people into supporting them. Oh, the poor Jews, 6 million was killed by Hitler and, you know. But that's just to throw that out there. They have done nothing to change the wicked media that promotes sin in the world. Instead, they encourage it while making billions of dollars. If they were truly the biblical descendants of Israel, they would be in a terrible condition because of God's curses, yet they prosper. The people own and control everything in this country. They're rich, they're wealthy. God don't bless no mess, okay? He's not going to bless you for being wicked. You had to be connected to Satan to get blessed like that. That's the only way that works. You see these rap stars that stand up in front of the Grammys or somewhere and talking about God, thank God for getting me this Grammy, and your whole record is just trash. Rapping and singing about sex and fornication and all this foolishness, they're gonna thank God. No, your God is Satan. Satan gave you that. Okay, and Satan is what's powering these people to do what they do. Satan is what's giving them the wisdom because they're in the synagogue of Satan, okay? So if these are not the people, then who are the people? And we believe that the black man who was scattered and brought to America and dispersed across the world is the actual true Israelite or biblical descendant of the Israelites in the Bible. And so we'll talk about that in the next series. And we'll show you from scripture why they fit the curses, why black people actually fit the curses in Deuteronomy 28 like no other nation on the planet. The only people that fit that, the only people at the bottom because of what we did. All right. And all the nations know, they know this. Just like this president, Nasser from Egypt, he knew the Israelites are black. They're brown skinned, dark skinned people. These white people over here claiming to be Israelites, they're faking it. They know. So We'll talk about that going forward, but I just wanted to give you 5 reasons why you should not support the state of Israel. Only thing you should be doing is praying that they be exposed and that they repent of their sins. That's the only thing you can pray for, really. So, till next time, be born again, walk in the Spirit. If you're not born again, read the gospel, accept it, and be blessed.